The Alan Young Show with our guest tonight, Ed Gardner, Archie of Duffy's Tavern.
Alan Young is here to greet you, everybody, everywhere. Every Friday at this time he comes to say hello, buyer. For a can of Vitalis, two products you should know. On the Alan Young, Alan Young, Alan Young Show.
Friday night again, and as usual, we take you to the Little White Cottage in Van Nuys, California, where we find the star of our show, that young man who is young today and young forever, Alan Young.
Zero.
Yeah, Alan?
Zero, hand me that pen and ink. I've got to write another letter to Betty.
That's the fifth letter you wrote today, Alan.
That's how it is when the girl you love goes away. I'll read this one here.
Yeah.
Dear Betty, I miss you. I miss you desperately. My life is meaningless without you.
Hey, Alan, you're really suffering. How long has Betty been gone?
Her bus pulls out in 10 minutes. Awful, Zero.
Now, Alan.
You understand, the sun has been blotted out from the sky. The stars have disappeared from the heavens.
Alan, that's not Betty's fault. That's his California weather.
Betty and I have never been separated before. The song has gone out of my life. I'm lost. I feel like Rogers without his Hammerstein. Like Gilbert without his Sullivan. Like Tosk without his ninny.
Why don't you calm down, Alan?
Have you ever gone through agony like this? Did you ever have something very important you suddenly drop right out of your life?
Sure. Last week when I was walking down Main Street, my suspenders broke.
Make things worse, Zero. Before Betty left, she persuaded her father to come here for dinner tonight.
Mr. Dick Pepper's coming here for dinner?
Yeah, so be careful of your manners, will you? I don't want to see you dipping your bread in the gravy again.
Alan, a lot of people dip their bread in the gravy.
In other people's plates?
I'm sorry, Alan.
That's okay, but look, Zero, this is really an important occasion. If I handle this dinner right, I may be able to marry Betty, and Hubert Updike will be out of the picture. That Updike now.
Yeah, Mr. Moneybags.
I saw him doing his Christmas shopping over at the May Company yesterday. He was having a little trouble.
Trouble?
Yeah, he couldn't get them to wrap up the fourth floor.
Look, Alan, I'll see what's in the kitchen for dinner. I can't stand that guy anymore.
Oh, Alan, I'm here. Come gaze at America's answer to the Taj Mahal.
Why don't you come in and sit down?
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
But really, I couldn't sit down in that chair. The cushion isn't thick enough.
The cushion is 3 inches thick.
I know, but I bruise so easily. Alan, maybe I had better sit down. Alan, I'm frightfully exhausted.
Exhausted?
At breakfast this morning, I had to swallow by myself.
You had to swallow by yourself?
Yes, my butler quit, the one who raises and lowers my Adam's apple.
Is that the one who follows you around with a birdcage when you walk pigeon-toed? But Hubert, I'd like to talk to you, but I haven't got time. I got to prepare dinner. You see, Mr. Dittenpepper is eating with us tonight.
Oh, this is my chance to show you up, Alan.
What do you mean, show me up?
Papa Dittenpepper is dining with me tomorrow night at my estate in Beverly Hills.
Huh?
And I shall serve him a rare delicacy, a kangaroo steak.
Kangaroo steak?
Yes, it comes with the mashed potatoes inside the pouch. And do you know I'm also serving chicken in a dish 6 feet deep?
A dish 6 feet deep?
Yes, the chicken will be able to turn over in its gravy. Oh, that was a witty one, yeah.
Look, I'll feed Mr. Dittenpepper tonight, and you feed him tomorrow night, and may the better man win.
Oh, Mother, dust off the paddles. This man is up the creek.
You don't frighten you, but I'm the one that's going to win Betty.
Oh, don't be ridiculous, Alan. I'm going to win Betty. I'm simply crazy about her.
Yeah, but don't make me laugh. Well, you like yourself better than you like Betty.
Well, after all, I'm so much prettier than she is.
I say it again, Hubert, let the best man win.
That's bully with me, Alan. Just plain bully.
All right. And, Hubert, before you go, let's shake hands on it. Here's my hand.
Well,
Hubert, why won't you shake my hand?
I'm afraid you'll have to boil it first. Well, arawal.
Arawal. Better get busy on this. Zero.
What's the matter, Ralph?
Oh, it's that Hubert Updike. He's having Mr. Dittenpepper over for dinner tomorrow night.
So what?
So what? Well, if Mr. Dittenpepper likes Hubert's food better than mine, he'll never let me see Betty again.
Hey, Alan, I got an idea.
Yeah?
Why don't we make this a catered affair?
Catered?
Yeah. Have somebody cater the dinner.
That costs a lot of money, Zero. I don't think I have enough.
Well, how much you got?
Let's see. I got a greenback in this pocket and two greenbacks in this pocket. That wet weather brings in more frogs.
Well, look, don't worry, Alan. I know a joint that'll cater a dinner for practically nothing.
Practically nothing? You do?
Yeah.
Then our problems are solved. What's the name of this place?
Duffy's Tavern.
Duffy's Tavern?
Yeah.
Is the food good there, Zero?
Good. Believe me, Alan. Once you eat at Duffy's, you ain't never gonna eat at no place else again.
Sounds like just the thing, Zero. Yeah. Let's go over and have Duffy's Tavern cater the dinner.
Oh, okay, Alan. I'll go call a cab, huh? Taxi! Hey, taxi!
Oh, Zero, that's no way to get a cab. Why don't you try whistling?
Oh, I did that once, Mr. Wellington, but all I got was a cocker spaniel.
What do you want a cab for, anyway?
Well, Alan and me are going down to Duffy's Tavern.
You mean Alan and I are going to Duffy's Tavern?
Oh, you going to come along, too?
No, I was speaking grammatically.
What country is that from?
Oh, Zero, it's good English.
Oh.
By using the right words at the right time, we make ourselves clear.
For instance?
Well, for instance, the right word to use when you speak of well-groomed hair is vitalis. Yes, vitalis and the 60-second workout is great for keeping dry, unruly hair under control. For keeping your scalp feeling better, too. That's because vitalis and the 60-second workout loosens a tight, dry scalp, routs loose dandruff, and helps prevent excessive falling hair. Not only that, there's no patent leather shine on your hair after you use vitalis. No greasy, plastered-down look. Your hair looks well-groomed in a natural, masculine way. So get a bottle of vitalis at any drug counter. Remember, if you want to look your best tomorrow, get your bottle of Vitalis tonight.
Hello? Just a second, Duffy. Hello, Duffy's Tavern. Where do you leave me? See, don't you mind just speaking? Duffy ain't here. Hello, Duffy. Huh? Well, a guy just gave me a little more rope. Yeah. Well, we got a very nice crowd here tonight. Very high class. Oh, yeah, second story Jackson, machine gun Van Smite, Dame May Fagan, No-Nose Mulligan, One-Eye Goldfarb, and his daughter Cyclops. Yeah, Duffy, nothing but the carnage trade. Huh? Be sure to keep out all guys with blackjacks. Why, Duffy, they don't hit nobody with them blackjacks. No, they just want to make sure that what they're eating ain't moving. Well, look, I'll talk to you later, Duffy. Looks like a couple of customers are headed this way.
Yeah. Gee, look where we are. This is the outskirts of town, Zero. Look at that off-looking junk pile over there.
Alan, that is Duffy's Tavern.
It doesn't look like a very high-class place.
Well, come on in, Alan. That ain't a bad joint.
Okay.
Hey, it's Archie the manager. Hi, Arch.
Hello, Diaper.
Hey, Arch, I tried to drum up some business for you, but I wasn't sure if you did outside catering or not.
Well, Duffy's Tavern prefers to do outside catering. When the customers is away from the joint, it makes it harder to determine the cause of death.
Hey, Alan, come here. Pompey does catering. I want you to meet Archie, the manager. Archie, this is Alan Young.
Hello, Archie.
Hello.
Archie, I've been trying to tell me pal Alan that you served the hoi polloi.
Yeah, but don't worry about it, Alan. We put the hoys at one table and the polloys at the other.
Zero, I don't know if this is quite the right
don't
place.
Don't worry, Alan. Talk to Archie. I'm going over to the free lunch counter.
All right. Look, now to get down to the business at hand, Alan, I hear you want the Duffys to cater a dinner at you.
Yes. Well, I tell you the truth. I was expecting a different type of place.
He was expecting a...
Yeah, but...
Perfectionist, huh?
No, but I just noticed those napkins on the table.
What's wrong with them?
Well, in most restaurants, the napkins are made from Irish linen, not cut down from old racing forms.
Well, in other restaurants, don't take bets. Look, I ain't bragging about our clientele here, but it so happens that Edgar Bergen dropped in here yesterday.
Gee, Edgar Bergen, the radio star? That's probably why you had that new sawdust on the floor.
Yeah. Oh. It's unfortunate. Bergen sat McCarthy down a little too close to the meat grinder.
Well, maybe I did get the wrong impression of this place.
Well, of course. You can't find a more elite joint. Do you know that we even used to have finger bowls at the tables?
Really?
Yeah, but our female customers began taking advantage of it, you know. They started luxing their undies. By the way, that reminds me, leave us make up a menu for your dinner.
Yeah,
huh?
Well, is everything a la carte?
A la carte? Well, we prefer to deliver in a truck. But, however, we bow to the wishes of our customers.
Yeah. Well, what would you suggest as a main course?
Main course? Well, maybe you would like strictly an American dish, like enchiladas.
Well, no enchiladas. They're too hot. I tried them once when I was 9 years old.
Kind of hot, huh?
Yeah, I'll never forget. I kissed the little girl next door and melted the braces off her teeth. Must have been the enchiladas. I know it wasn't me.
Maybe you just happened to run into a cold cucaracha. Now, look, what else could we give you? How about some of this ham?
Ham? Is it cured?
Mr. Young, leave us not pry into its personal habits.
Archie, I've got to go with Dittenheffer's now. And remember, I'd like to have dinner served at 7:30 tonight.
Okay, it'll be there.
Well, I better shut the door quickly. I'm letting all the flies out. See you later, Archie. Hope Mr. D is feeling good today. Oh, Margie. I'm always thinking of you, Margie. Da-ya-da-da-da-da. Oh, hello, Mr. Dittenpepper.
Yeah.
That's me, Mr. Dittenpepper, Alan Young.
My, what the rainy season washes to the surface. I thought I wouldn't see you around here now that Betty's away.
Well, I didn't come to see Betty, Mr. Dittenpepper. I came over to talk to you about dinner tonight.
Oh, yes. Betty told me before she left that I was eating dinner at your place tonight. Mm-hmm. Personally, I prefer the Ritz.
I'll serve any kind of crackers you want.
No, I meant the Ritz Plaza. I like someplace with a hostess.
I'll serve any kind of cupcakes, too.
Oh, Alan, you're hopeless.
Mr. Dittenheffer, why do you say things like that at me? I'm an average young fella. I don't drink. I don't gamble. I don't know what 903 means.
All right, Alan, what time is dinner?
7:30, Mr. Dean. I'll see you later. Oh, look, there's somebody coming up your walk. You're getting company.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, it's Mademoiselle Yvette.
Mademoiselle Yvette?
Yeah, the Paris fashion expert. I'm planning a big investment. I'm trying to get her to feature her styles in my department store. She's French, you know, from northern France.
Yeah, I could tell by that rugged coastline. You could.
She must have just arrived. Oh, and look how I'm dressed. I need a shave and... Oh, I'd better put on a tie. Alan, you talk to her. I'll be down in a few minutes.
But Mr. Dittenheffer,
Alan, this is very important for my department store. Now, keep her happy. Do anything she wants. Yeah. I'll be down as soon as I can.
Yes, Mr. Dittenheffer. She. Yes?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I thought this house, it was Monsieur Dittenheffer.
It was. I mean, it is. Won't you come in?
Oui, oui.
Oui, yes. Mr. Dittenheffer will be down in a few minutes. Won't you sit down?
Merci.
Merci.
You're from Paris, aren't you?
Oui, oui.
Oui. I understand you're a fashion designer.
Ah, mais oui. I design women's dresses, like the one I'm wearing. I designed this in Paris.
Oh, you did?
Oui. I cut this out on the other side.
You didn't leave much on this side either.
Oh, chérie, you do not like my gown.
No, it isn't that. It's just that strapless gowns confuse me.
They confuse you?
Yeah, I can never tell if it's a skirt that crept up too high or a sweater that slid down too low.
Oh, you American man, you have such a sense of humor. And you are so young and handsome. Chérie, come sit down here next to me on the sofa.
No.
Come on, sit next to me.
No.
Come on. Chérie?
Well, okay, for Mr. Dittenpepper's sake.
Oh, chérie, must you sit so far away?
Well, I'm not so far away. I'm not far away. I can still see you if I squint.
Oh, Monty. Monty Bonbon. Yvette will move closer to you. In France, love is what makes the world go round.
In America, we have scotch and soda. Look, Yvette.
Oh, mon chéri, do not be afraid.
I'm not afraid, but I think...
After all, love is just a game of chance, like roulette.
Well, don't spin your wheel around here. Yvette, I'm just trying to keep you company until Mr. Dittenpepper comes down.
You American men, you are so reserved, so shy. With the men in France, it's amour, toujours amour.
Really?
In this country, amour is not important.
Well, it's almost as big a company as Swift. It's only fair to tell you, I have a girlfriend.
So what? Many businesses, they have a branch office.
You mean in France, fellows go out with more than one girl?
Mais oui.
Nobody seems to mind?
Mais oui.
That's just how things are, huh?
Mais oui. We shall sit closer now.
We may. I mean, Mr. Dittenpepper will be down here in a minute. Besides, I couldn't do this to Betty.
Oh, you American man and your girlfriend.
Well, well, Mademoiselle Yvette, am I glad to see you.
Oh, Monsieur Dittenpepper, the pleasure is all mine.
I've got the check ready, and I'm most anxious to close our business deal.
Oh, you have the check. Oh, very good.
Pardon me a moment, Mademoiselle. I'd like to speak to Alan privately.
Oh, certainement, monsieur.
Oh, Alan.
Certainement. Yes, Mr.
Alan, you can do something for me now that'll make me your friend. Mademoiselle Yvette can give me all the advanced fashions from my department store. So she can join us tonight at dinner, and we can impress
her. Sure, bring her along.
There's only one thing. Now, to make her feel at home, I want you to make sure that you have French cooking.
Oh, sure, French cooking.
Oh, you were planning on having French cooking?
French, yes. It's quite a coincidence, yes. The whole dinner is being prepared by a French...
Oh, why, that's fine, my boy. Who's arranging the meal? Henri of the Maison Bleu?
No, by Archer of Duffy's Tavern.
Friends, has this ever happened to you? You wake up in the morning, then you go in and brush your teeth. You have to glance at your toothbrush, and you find a tinge of pink. Not a very pleasant thing to happen, is it? And yet pink toothbrush can happen to anyone.
But, Mr. Wallington, what did you do when it happens?
Well, you see your dentist immediately. Let him decide whether it's serious or if it's simply a case of today's soft, creamy foods depriving your gums of the exercise they need. If that's the case, chances are he'll recommend the helpful stimulation of Ipana and gum massage.
A national survey shows that 7 out of 10 dentists recommend gum massage. Not only that, but dentists themselves prefer Ipana toothpaste 2-to-1 over any other dentifrice for their own personal use.
So why don't you start right away with Ipana toothpaste and gum massage? Remember, firm, healthy gums mean sounder, brighter teeth. And that all adds up to a more sparkling smile for you. Just ask for Ipana. And now a bow to our guest as the smart set sing Archie's Little Love Song.
If it's Sunday night and you're out with your fella, you've tried dynamite, but you can't make a mella.
sing this tune, and by Monday noon, he'll be turned right into jello. Archie's little love song, ooh, ooh, that's the way to bill and coo. Archie's little love song, ooh, ooh, funny little words meaning I love you.
Poets and peasants and carpenters too.
He is struck by Cupid's dart. Go sing Archie's little love song, ooh, and leave it tear your heart apart.
Don't mean your liver.
Leave it tear your heart apart. Archie's little love song, that's the way to bill and coo. Archie's little love song, those funny little words meaning I love you. Poets and peasants and carpenters too, is struck by Cupid's dart. So sing Archie's little love song, ooh, and even tear your heart apart. Archie's little
lover. Well, Alan has hired Archie of Duffy's Tavern to cater his dinner. And he's also promised Mr. Dittenpepper that there'll be French cooking. Two hardly seem to go together. But let's look in on Alan and as they await the historic feast.
Well, Zero, we're all dressed for dinner. Gee, I wonder how Archie's making out in the kitchen.
Alan, don't worry about Archie. I told him he has to be a French chef tonight, just like you said.
You sure he knows about French cooking?
Well, Archie can do anything. He promised me the whole dinner would be French style. All French.
Oh, that's fine.
And by the way, Alan.
Yeah?
What's smorgasbord?
Smorgasbord?
Yeah.
I told him specifically French cooking, not Mexican. Oh, that's Swedish. Sorry. Probably kidding you, dear,
yeah.
I guess. Ooh, that must be them now. I'll let them in.
I'll go help.
Okay. Oh, Margie, I'm always thinking of you, Margie. Gee. Oh, hello, Mr. Dittenpepper. Hello, Mademoiselle Yvette. Won't you come in?
Thank you, Alan, my boy.
Ah, mon chéri, what a cute little cottage you have here.
Thank you.
Oh, but it is so masculine. Oh, well... Someday you will have a woman's hand around the house.
When I get married, it'll be to a whole girl or nothing.
He is so cute, no?
Ellen, this is a special occasion. I brought over a bottle of champagne.
Oh, la la, champagne.
That's the bubbly stuff.
Oh, mais oui, in France, if you like someone, you drink the champagne from their slipper.
Oh, really?
Yes. Well, okay. Mon chéri...
You want to sit around in soggy shoes all night?
Alan, I hope you got the French chef.
Oh, oui, oui. I mean, yes, Mr. Dittenpepper. In fact, my French chef will probably announce dinner at any moment.
Well, comez-vous and grabez the grub.
What was that?
I will translate. The come, she means come. The grebe, she means grab. And what the grub means, you'll find out the hard way.
Well, let's all sit down at the table.
Oh, I'm hungry.
Well, that's fine, because we have a wonderful French meal prepared. Right, Arche?
Oh, moi si. Yes. the beautiful French dishes. Bully base, ox coupons, patty de popa, poulet charles, that's chicken with the gallbladder. Oh, delicious. And cherche la femmes with avocados. And the beautiful caviar.
French caviar?
The fish, he take a wrong turn on the Volga.
You'll have to excuse Arche. He generally serves the royalty.
Yes, but we take care of the pheasants, too. But this is such a small party, I do not like serving just two monsieurs and one female sour.
Puzzled by this cook. Is he really French?
Madame, I am French from the ground up.
But the way you talk.
That is the ground-up version.
Of course he's French. After all, I should know. One Frenchman should know another.
Oh, mon chéri, I did not know you were part French.
Oh, part. Well, it isn't much. It's my great-great-grandfather, my father's side. He was the one.
He was born in France?
No, but he always wore Paris garters.
Well, let's stop all this talk and eat. I'm pretty hungry.
Mais oui, but I cannot help thinking this chef is not French.
Now, listen here, Fräulein.
Natural mistake. Archer was born right on the border. Shall we go on with the dinner?
I am still puzzled by this man. Let me speak to him. Monsieur, comment ça va aujourd'hui? Asseyez-vous donc, s'il vous plaît. J'espère que vous ne me prenez pas stupide, mais je voudrais une portion de pommes frites.
Parlez-vous français?
So you were born in France, eh?
Oh, si, si.
Rue de la Paix?
Know him very well. In fact, we are saving him for the main dish tonight. Excusez-moi, I have to go to the cuisine.
Oh, this chef is so droll. Monsieur Dittenpepper, I have made up my mind. I shall give all my creations to your department store.
Wonderful, mademoiselle. And as a deposit, here's my check for $5,000.
Oh, merci beaucoup.
Now, before we start eating, I'd like to propose a toast to Mademoiselle Yvette's creations and their success in the Dittenpepper department store.
Oh, I will drink to that.
Ellen, would you like to join us?
Huh? Oh, yes, Mr. Dittenpepper.
Well, here's the bourbon.
Thanks. Mind if I have a chaser?
Here you are.
Yeah. Well, that takes care of the chaser.
Delightful evening. Monsieur Dittenpepper, I think our partnership will be a great success.
Well, that's fine, just fine.
Okay, monsieurs, here is the soup du jour. Clam chowder.
Clam chowder?
Boy, smell that Boston chowder.
What are you talking? It's Coney Island chowder.
How do you know?
I don't know. I live in Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
A lunch, man.
So, Mademoiselle Yvette, huh? You're nothing but a faker. Paris styles. Give me back my check.
Okay, so here's your check. Can I help it if I'm a sucker for clam chowder?
That's dumb, kid. Come on, leave us. Get out of here and get back to Ebbets Field. I'd like to show a dame like you how to get to first base.
Talking, big boy. See you later, Pop.
Ellen, boy, you've saved the Dittenpepper department store a fortune. You can have anything you want.
Anything I want? Can I get engaged to Betty?
Yes, sir. I'll go along with you on that.
And Betty and I can get married?
I'll go along with you on that, too.
And can Betty and I spend our honeymoon at Niagara Falls?
I'll go along
with... No, end of the line!
We'll be back in a minute. If you're suffering from a cold, with all the annoying sneezes and sniffles, get quick relief from your cold discomfort with Minute Rub, a really modern chest rub. Just rub Minute Rub on the throat, chest, and back. In a minute, Minute Rub's soothing menthol vapors begin to clear that stuffed-up feeling in the nose and throat. In a minute, Minute Rub starts to bring a feeling of warmth and relief to those tight, sore, aching muscles. And listen, here at last is a chest rub that's greaseless and stainless. Disappears like vanishing cream and can't stain clothes and bed linens. So get a tube of Minute Rub and get relief from that annoying cold misery the modern way. The greaseless, stainless Minute Rub way. And now, here's Alan Young.
Thanks, Jimmy. And Ed Gardner, I'd like to say more than thanks to you for being with us tonight. Friends, during the week, please remember the two fine products that bring you this show, Ipana for the smile of beauty and Vitalis for well-groomed hair. Ipana Vitalis. Until next weekend, this is Alan Young saying good night.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.